specifically pertaining to administrative fees, which may outweigh the benefits, but I would really like a lot more incentive for people like me who really try to, we have rain barrels, we try to mitigate our stormwater runoff, we try to insulate our houses, we recycle, we really try to do a lot. And yet our, I know there's a little, we get the 15% for the air conditioning, and there's maybe a little bit here and there, but there's really no incentive for us to use less water except for paying our bills, but there's really no incentive. And I understand if it would cost more to hire somebody to do the administrative offices for take care of the 1,000 people in town who are trying to do this, that would outweigh the savings. I can see that it has issues, but I really would like to see more incentive. And I personally really like the roll carts because of the incentive. I would get the smaller roll cart, of course, because I don't generate hardly any trash. And I would get a little bit of benefit of that. Whether that will ever happen, I don't know. So more incentives. Another issue I'd like to bring up is the ag park that we're planning on doing close to the Ark. I think the stalls for the farmers market would be, and maybe even on the Ark, would be an excellent place to put some more solar panels up. I think I understand that this ag part, the farmers market, may not use that much electricity, although it will use some. But any excess electricity that's generated from this beautiful open space, I mean, there's, I don't know how many acres there of no trees, really good solar application, and there's a solar farm right next to it, behind State Farm and city property. But if solar panels could be put up there by the city, by the Parks and Rec Department, then that could help pay for the electricity of the Ark, which has got to use massive, massive amounts of electricity. So I just wanted to throw those several things out.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Can you please state your name for the record?
Gail Plemons, 17 Aldea.
Thank you so much.
Can you say 17 Aldea?
Yes.
Have you any wastewater backups?
Yeah, we do. We've done everything we can around our house, gutters, everything we possibly can.
Would you mind coming to the podium to have the conversation? Thank you.
Yeah, we've done everything, and we still get water in our basement.
From sanitary sewer, from stormwater?
Well, both, because there's leakage in it. It backs up into the sanitary sewer and stormwater back up into our basement. We have two sump pumps, and we still get it. So I don't know. I mean, I understand. I think the difficulty, we're really low, and I know there's a lot been done, and. It just seems to never really solve the problems, and the problems may not be solvable. It may not be solvable without completely ripping everything up and replacing everything, which I understand we can't afford, specifically the city and the people who live in that area. If you told us we could solve the problem and it would cost us, I don't know, $100 more a month, I'm not sure if we would even be willing to pay for it. Each household has to do their own thing. And I, frankly, haven't seen that much results from all the smoke test and the, it just seems like things keep being done, and that we continue to have problems, and I don't understand it, but.
Do you have a backwater valve on your sanitary sewer?
Yes, we do. Yep. Yep.
But it doesn't work real well.
Well, if we get, if it's a slow rain, it does okay. But if it starts raining hard for like a day, and then it gets to a point where it starts to flood in our basement.
Last July 3rd, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. It was. So, you have any ideas?
A few.
Thank you.